Joining us now to talk more about people like Lynn Robinson is NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Jackie.
So how would things change for someone like Lynn Robinson if Congress passes a health overhaul bill?
Well, she'd have to stop thinking about buying insurance and actually buy it. And she'd have to buy not just catastrophic coverage, which is what she's apparently thinking about, but comprehensive coverage. Although I should add that none of these bills, even if they pass by the end of this year, would take effect until the year 2013. So she'd have a while before she has to buy it.
So what would it cost someone like her?
Well, it's too early to tell specifically, but we know a few things based on her demographics. First of all, because she's a small business owner, she'll be eligible to purchase coverage through one of these new exchanges where she'll have pretty wide choice of plans, including maybe or maybe not a government-run public option or a co-op, but certainly she'll have many plans to choose from. And this wasn't in the story, but she separately shared with us her annual income, so she's likely going to be eligible for some sort of government subsidy to help her pay those premiums. Now, on the downside, because she's over age 50, those premiums may be higher than if she was younger. Insurance companies won't be able to base premiums on people's health status anymore if they have pre-existing conditions, but they will be able to charge older people more. Just how much more hasn't been decided yet.
So what's the justification for making people buy insurance, even if they don't want it, which, as you know, has drawn some criticism?
Yes, you do hear that criticism a lot, and with all the debate about a public plan, it's really this individual mandate that's among the most controversial things. The logic is that unless everyone is required to buy insurance, the health insurance companies can't afford to provide coverage to people who have those pre-existing conditions. Otherwise, people will wait until they get sick to buy coverage. On the other hand, public health experts say that everyone should have insurance, even if they live healthy lives like Lynn Robinson, because you never know when you'll get hit by a car or get cancer or appendicitis or something else that can cost you a lot of money.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Thanks very much, Julie.
You're welcome.
Our series, Are You Covered?, is produced in partnership with Kaiser Health News, a nonprofit news service.